Text 1. Emma's story about working on a farm. First reading. Listen to this radio talk and answer questions 1 to 7.
I am the voice you will hear, representing Emma Moss. My name is Emma. I'm 18 years old and I live and work on a remote farm in the far north of Western Australia. I was born in a small country town and have always lived on farms. My main passions in life are agriculture and photography. Living on a cattle or sheep station is perfect for me because I can combine my love for the land and animals with my love for photography. People often ask me where my enthusiasm for farming comes from. I always explain that my mum has been a big influence on my journey. She spent her teen years living and working on a sheep station and then went to study agriculture. So she is my role model because she paved the way, not just for me, but for women in general to study and work in agriculture. Hearing my mum's stories and visiting a sheep farm when I was about 13 first sparked my desire to work in agriculture. After school in 2015, I worked on a cattle station in Western Australia for a season, and even though it was such hot and dusty work, I really enjoyed it and worked hard. That's how I managed to get a job on the cattle station for the next season. The 55 hours drive up to the cattle station first triggered my love for the landscape, openness, and isolation of station life. The landscape was so beautiful and there were so many, "I wish I had a camera, this would be a great photo" moments. So I managed to buy a second-hand camera from our station cook and now I carry it with me wherever I go. It's a brilliant way for me to capture all the things I love about working in such a wonderful part of our country. At first, I didn't even consider what people might think about my pictures. I thought I would just take photos and have them on my computer to look back on as memories, but I've ended up being followed on Instagram. Taking photos now is a way for me to share the beauty of the place where I live and work and the incredible people who surround me. The more photos I take, the more it makes me appreciate the beauty of the Western Australian landscape. As a young woman working in farming, I'm happy to tell my story. When my mother was my age, the industry was very male-dominated and there were very few women working in agriculture. But I have grown up in an environment where women do exactly the same farm work as men do. Our jobs are based on our skills rather than our sex. I hope my photos help shine a light on the women that work on the stations because we work hard, are passionate about our industry and care deeply about our impact on animals and the environment. My future plans are to go to university and get a degree in agriculture. Part of the reason for this is that it's my goal to help people become educated about how their food is produced. I would love to see more consumers making educated decisions about the food they buy and about supporting the people who are actually producing their food so that they actively choose to buy more food that is produced in Australia. I believe agriculture is going to continue to be a hugely significant contributor to Australia's economy, and being part of this dynamic industry makes me excited about getting up every morning. At the end of the day, it's important to me to know that I'm making my small contribution to help make the world a more sustainable place.
Text 1, Second Reading.
My name is Emma. I'm 18 years old and I live and work on a remote farm in the far north of Western Australia. I was born in a small country town and have always lived on farms. My main passions in life are agriculture and photography. Living on a cattle or sheep station is perfect for me because I can combine my love for the land and animals with my love for photography. People often ask me where my enthusiasm for farming comes from. I always explain that my mum has been a big influence on my journey. She spent her teen years living and working on a sheep station and then went to study agriculture. So she is my role model, because she paved the way, not just for me, but for women in general to study and work in agriculture. Hearing my mum's stories and visiting a sheep farm when I was about 13 first sparked my desire to work in agriculture. After school in 2015, I worked on a cattle station in Western Australia for a season, and even though it was such hot and dusty work, I really enjoyed it and worked hard. That's how I managed to get a job on the cattle station for the next season. The 55 hours drive up to the cattle station first triggered my love for the landscape, openness and isolation of station life. The landscape was so beautiful and there were so many, "I wish I had a camera, this would be a great photo" moments. So I managed to buy a second-hand camera from our station cook and now I carry it with me wherever I go. It's a brilliant way for me to capture all the things I love about working in such a wonderful part of our country. At first, I didn't even consider what people might think about my pictures. I thought I would just take photos and have them on my computer to look back on as memories, but I've ended up being followed on Instagram. Taking photos now is a way for me to share the beauty of the place where I live and work and the incredible people who surround me. The more photos I take, the more it makes me appreciate the beauty of the Western Australian landscape. As a young woman working in farming, I'm happy to tell my story. When my mother was my age, the industry was very male-dominated and there were very few women working in agriculture. But I have grown up in an environment where women do exactly the same farm work as men do. Our jobs are based on our skills rather than our sex. I hope my photos help shine a light on the women that work on the stations, because we work hard, are passionate about our industry, and care deeply about our impact on animals and the environment. My future plans are to go to university and get a degree in agriculture. Part of the reason for this is that it's my goal to help people become educated about how their food is produced. I would love to see more consumers making educated decisions about the food they buy and about supporting the people who are actually producing their food so that they actively choose to buy more food that is produced in Australia. I believe agriculture is going to continue to be a hugely significant contributor to Australia's economy, and being part of this dynamic industry makes me excited about getting up every morning. At the end of the day, it's important to me to know that I'm making my small contribution to help make the world a more sustainable place.
Now answer questions 1 to 7. Text 2 will begin in 2 minutes. Use this time to read the questions for Text 2.